Hello.
Hi, Coach. How you doing?
I'm doing just fine, thanks. What's up?
How excited are you to get the regular season started?
Well, we're all pumped up about it. We've been pointing to it for a long time, and we've made it through all the process. We're excited to finally get started. Unfortunately, we got to go to Carolina, and these guys are loaded up.
Pete, can you kind of expand on that? What are you seeing out of this Carolina Panthers team this year?
Well, they're really on a terrific upswing, you know, by the way they finished the season and they come out firing in preseason in a number of ways. You know, they're just growing into a really, really cool team. They've got guys at every spot that can do cool stuff, and it makes it very difficult in planning and preparing for them.
And planning and for them, zone read obviously is a part of you guys' offense. What are you seeing out of this Panthers front seven especially that you may have to make adjustments for?
Everything. Really, they really can do everything. I've been saying here when asked the questions about, you know, what Cam, you know, offers, and he offers everything a quarterback could offer you. He's big and strong and terrific in the pocket. He scrambles like crazy and can break your heart there. And then they also do the, you know, the read option stuff with him. But even more than that, they run him like he's a wildcat guy at times when they need to. And there's no more factors that the quarterback can present than what he does. And so that we start there, and then, you know, just to go across the board. They have players at every spot that can do stuff, man. You know, D'Angelo's terrific. They got a tight end. They got Steve Smith. They got, you know, Olsen can do it. They can all do it. So it's a very, very difficult team, as in particular as Cam continues to mature and just gain more command and control of the game. It's really hard. And so we're having to be taxed in all areas of what we're doing defensively to try and hold up against these guys.
Because you talk about D'Angelo Williams, looks like he'll probably be getting the bulk of carries with Stewart out of there. Does that limit them with Stewart not being in there?
Well, Jonathan Stewart is a great football player, and you know, he's not going. That just means you got to go against D'Angelo, and that doesn't help you any. And I think we'll see. You know, we're expecting to see some of Michael Tolbert as well. So it's a very difficult. It's a difficult offense. The speed of D'Angelo really is what can kill you, because he can strike you dead, you know, and score from anywhere.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about Russell Wilson? And I know he had a great rookie year, and what you expect and want from him in year two.
Well, we just want him to keep getting better, you know, and he's done everything you could possibly do to ensure that. He's had a great offseason of studying and terrific command of our offense and what we're asking him to do. His work habits are impeccable, and he's physically in great shape and ready to go. So he's done everything we could ever ask of him, and if we can't think of enough stuff, he'll think of some stuff for us.
Ron was talking about how well you guys create passing lanes for Russell. Can you just kind of talk about that and just how well and how you've kind of shaped this offense for Russell?
Well, he allows us to do it, everything we want to do. You know, we love throwing out of the pocket. We love moving the quarterback and play action and all that. He's comfortable at all of it. It doesn't matter. I know you're talking about his size or whatever. It has nothing to do with anything. We just do whatever we want to do with him, and he can handle it. So he is adept at finding passing lanes, and part of that is putting him in positions and moving him around so that he can really take advantage of his mobility. But we just try to do everything that we can possibly do that fits our personnel, because he can handle it, and hopefully they can.
Hey, Pete, what's the update on Sydney?
Sydney's going. He's ready to go. So we're excited about that. We've been kind of tailoring his work all the way through to get to this point, and he'll practice today, and hopefully the week will work out fine, and he'll be ready to go.
Coach, what are you seeing out of Cam now that you didn't see a year ago?
I haven't seen enough. You know, preseason doesn't tell you enough. But they're not running their whole offense, I don't think, but so I'm not sure. But he's just a really, really talented, tremendously fit football player, and we couldn't have more respect for a guy's ability than we do for him. He can do everything.
You mentioned maturity earlier. Has his game matured? I mean, from the little things he's doing now compared to then?
I don't see him as – you know, it's just natural. I don't see any signs that he's different than what he was. I think he's always been good. I mean, I went back the first game he played. I went and pulled that film out just to see how a guy could throw for 400 yards as a rookie in his opener. And then he did it the next week as well. I watched that game too. So I've been watching him all along just because I'm fascinated with the talent that he has and his ability to, you know, to control games and all. So he made those plays in game one of his career, and he's still making plays. So I just naturally – the quarterbacks, they gain so much expertise in playing and the style and the timing and management and all of those things as they play these games. But You know, I don't see him. He can do everything. You know, that's why I felt like that since the day he walked on the field. So I've just been amazed by this kid, you know, from early on.
Hey, Pete, they've got a playmaker at middle linebacker also in Kuechly.
You guys
sort of have the same dynamic up there with Russell and then Bobby on the defensive side of the ball. I know that doesn't guarantee long-term success, obviously, but how does having guys, young guys at those two positions sort of help potentially set you up for down the road?
Well, whenever you have the guys in the middle of your offense, your defense, that are big-time players, you know, it helps because they affect guys on both sides of them. And Luke affects everybody. I mean, what an incredible game he had against the Ravens in preseason. I've never seen a linebacker have such a good game. And he had factors in that game that you know, don't get reported, or knocking receivers off course and causing Flacco to pull the ball down, and then he gets sacked. You know, that he was a big part in. There's nothing that he can't do. And so I'm sure he affects the guys on either side of him, and that's what the quarterback does too. You know, they make other guys play better, and that's why they're such – and to know that you have such a future with you guys is really exciting, and I'm sure they feel that way at Carolina as we do.
Other than their size, can you talk about Cam and Russell and their compare and contrast them a little bit?
Well, the fact that they have the dimensions to run with the football, you know, after the play breaks down, is that's always been the most difficult factor for a defense to defend because it's so unpredictable. And both those guys, you know, they do that, and they create a whole other scenario by the way they can run. They may be in trouble looking like they're going down, and the next thing you know, they gain 20 yards and it's first down, you know. And that's the element that they add to the game that makes it, you know, makes them special, and it's why they've been so successful, and they've been able to, you know, run big offenses and huge yardage outputs and all that kind of stuff because they keep the game alive differently than other guys. And so I think they're very similar in that regard. They couldn't be more opposite in terms of their makeup and their physical nature.
Pete, both of Russell's college coaches found out how creative he could be, especially in the open field, and they literally changed their offenses as the years went along. Have you found that to be the case out there? Did you learn more about Russell as the season went along last year?
Yes. Yeah, that definitely happened, and he made all kinds of things happen early, and you know, in preseason that were just kind of, you know, that we weren't even emphasizing, you know, by the way he ran and stuff, but we just grew with him and tried to bring it along, you know, and stuff that fit. We're always trying to figure out what our guys can do uniquely, and then situate that, you know, as part of our scheme, and we certainly grew with Russell as time went on, and he wound up running the football a little bit more as the season went on.
Thanks, Thank you, Pete. Coach.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, guys. See ya.